The Accidental Terrorist. Setting the Record Straight. A special feature in which William Shun confesses before God and man which elements of his memoir may have been slightly exaggerated and which others are strictly true. We join the discussion, already in progress.
We'll be back on April 25th or thereabouts for
Donald William Shun II, thou shalt set the record straight.
Ah, yes, thank you for the reminder, God. That's God, everybody. The voice of reason, as always, here at the Shuncast. No one's a better voice of reason than God, right? Absolutely. Anyway, he reminds me that it's time for the segment of the program, which I almost left out, in which I talk about the various ways in which the installment that you just heard has been exaggerated from what happened in real life. And, of course, you know, this is a response to the whole scandal with James Fry and the way he's poisoned the waters for all the other memoirists out there. Thanks, James. We really appreciate it. But really, there's not much here in this chapter that's terribly exaggerated. I've done my best to represent things as accurately as possible. Now, the problematic part, as always, in these memoir chapters, is reproducing the conversations. And so what I tried to do in this chapter was put across a whole lot of missionary lore as it's passed on from senior to junior companion in the mission field over the years. You know, the older missionaries are teaching the younger missionaries all about what it's like to be a missionary and passing on the various wisdom or faux wisdom that they've received or learned over the years. And actually, a lot of what Elder Shun learns from Elder Fowler in this installment is stuff that probably I learned over a course of weeks or months, but I tried to compress it and put it in Elder Fowler's mouth here in order to just give the reader a good background of the strangeness of missionary life and lore. A lot of it I probably really did learn from Elder Fowler, but maybe not the very first day of our mission. One thing that I definitely did not learn from him is the bit about the radio. I actually didn't learn that until maybe almost a year into my mission. I learned that you could go to Radio Shack and buy this cheap little cassette recorder, shove it in the dashboard, hook it up, and you could play cassettes while you tooled around the country, breaking mission rules. You know, Elder Fowler really did beg my forbearance for his swearing on that very first day, though, which I just found utterly charming and something of a relief, actually. The weather, I don't know about the weather, I might not have that exactly right, but if so, it's not a deliberate exaggeration or untruth, it's just me remembering wrong. The other part of this chapter was the Clarion flashback, and that's all pretty much accurate, too, although, you know, I didn't give very many details about Clarion, and I left a whole lot of terms out of that list of words and phrases never to use in Utah. The real list that Martha Sukup gave to me was maybe 20 or 30 terms long, and a lot of them were just in-jokes and wouldn't necessarily have been funny without a lot of explanation. They were, you know, random insults that we used on each other, phrases like rancid rat colostomy or flaming trout asshole or something like that, or just words that became funny to us at Clarion for some reason that, you know, no one else could possibly understand why, and I don't even really understand why. One of those words is wabasheen. So if you ever hear one of us from Clarion 85 saying wabasheen and watching everyone dissolve in laughter, you still won't understand, but you'll understand. As a matter of fact, at my writing workshop last week, Bob Howe used the word wabasheen, and I laughed, and probably everyone else there thought that I was absolutely bonkers. But, yeah, they think that anyway, so that's all right.
The Accidental Terrorist, Setting the Record Straight. Copyright 2006-2009 by William Shun. All rights reserved. For more readings by William Shun, please visit shun.net/podcast or search for William Shun, S-H-U-N-N, in the podcast directory of the iTunes Music Store. This recording has been a production of Sinister Regard.